Advent, Midweek 2, December 9th, 2020, as we gather. As we continue to consider Matthew's genealogical history of Jesus, we focus today on his ancestor Abraham. When he called Abraham, at first it seemed that God was promising only the physical promised land. But then the Lord said that Abraham would be the father of many nations, all who would share his faith, and their inheritance is a better land, the heavenly promised land itself. By the grace of God, that gracious promise is ours through our baptism into Christ, who leads us to that better country. Come quickly, son of Abraham. And now a Bible story for the children.
The Bible story for this evening is entitled, The Most Special Baby. Now Mary loved a man named Joseph. They were going to get married. One day, Joseph had to take a trip to the city of Bethlehem, so Mary went with him. The city of Bethlehem was crowded. Many people had come there. Joseph and Mary looked for a place to stay, but there was no room in any house. All the beds were full. People were even sleeping on the floors. So Joseph and Mary had to stay in a stable where the donkeys and horses stayed. That night, the baby was born. It was God's baby son. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, just as the angels had told them to do. They wrapped him up so that he would be warm. Mary made a soft bed for him in a manger. The baby Jesus slept there. Mary loved him. Joseph loved him. And God loved him.
We continue with our opening sentences from Genesis chapter 12, Romans chapter 4, and John chapter 8. The Lord promised Abram, I will bless those who bless you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Paul reminds us that Abraham's faith was counted to him as righteousness. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised Jesus. Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. We continue with the singing of hymn 357, O Come, Emmanuel, stanzas 1 and 7.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations blind, in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our Lord and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Our gospel reading for this evening is written in John chapter 48. Through 59. faithful Abraham rejoiced to see the day when his promised son appeared in human history. A reading from John chapter 8. The Jews answered Jesus, "Are you not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" And Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The book of genealogy of Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. People who research their ancestry are often hope to discover that they're related to some great historical figure. Perhaps some distant relative fought with George Washington, or maybe your ancestor was a pirate. Genealogies are fueled by a curiosity to see what wild stories might be discovered and how far back one can go. Jesus' family tree in Matthew's gospel goes back some 2,000 years, all the way back to Abraham. Not only is Jesus a descendant of King David, but his line goes all the way back to Father Abraham. It's the kind of genealogy that would thrill the most casual observer. 2,000 years. For us, that would take us back to the reign of Caesar Augustus, to the very birth of Christ. The tracing of Jesus' lineage back to Abraham would certainly be a great source of pride for any Jew of Jesus' day. It was that lineage by which they had long ago received the land in which they lived. But for those who came to understand, it wasn't the land, but Jesus himself who mattered. And Matthew tells us about this genealogy all the way back to Abraham in order that we would understand that. God's plan to make Abraham the father of many nations seemed preposterous. The Lord God called Abram from the land of Haran and told him to go to a new land where he would make him into a great nation, even though he was already well advanced in years. God goes so far as to tell Abram that all families of the earth, as again, all families of the earth would be blessed through him. Then God promised Abram and Sarai would give birth to a son, and that his descendants would be as many as the stars in the sky. Abram was old and Sarai was considered barren. All the evidence seemed that this would not be possible. But all things are possible with God. Abram believed God's word, and the Lord counted it to him as righteousness. From Abraham would come Isaac and Esau and Jacob, and then his descendants would continue to grow in number all the way to the child born to Joseph and Mary, a fulfillment of God's promise to the patriarch Abraham. Most people who spend time researching their ancestry are disappointed to find there's no one particularly famous in their family tree at all. Their ancestors were just good old, common, ordinary people. The same can be said for Jesus' family tree. Abraham was actually nothing special. While his wife Sarah must have been quite an attractive catch, the attention of the two different kings. When Sarah directed Abraham to seek an heir through her maidservant Hagar, Abraham had a child outside of God's plan, an unsurprisingly common discovery in family trees. The father of many nations also passed on to his descendants a legacy of lies and lust, deceit and adultery. Father Abraham was really no one special. He was just another sinner like his ultimate father, Adam, who would pass on to those who would come from his seed, a heritage of hard hearts and sinful deeds. In Jesus' day, there was definitely those who found security in the fact that they were descendants of Abraham and felt that was the source of a special standing before God. Those who claimed to be the offspring of Abraham were certain that they would never be the slaves of anyone. Like Abraham before them, sin had also ensnared them. And unless they were brought to faith, the promise of God to Abraham would be nullified. It was not that the promise of God would fail them, but that the descendants of Abraham had failed, rejecting both the promise of God and the promised one of God. We are indeed children of Abraham because we are also those who cannot be saved by our lineage, our obedience, or our good deeds. Like Abraham, we've failed again and again, fallen into the same sins repeatedly. And like the Pharisees, we've trusted in our family or our status. The only difference between Abraham and the Pharisees was faith. They were all sinners, but Abraham was fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Abraham is a lesson of humility for us all. We do not place our hope and trust in a birthright, but in the one who was born for us. God looked upon Abram and Sarai and their need, and in love, he promised them a son. God looked upon the need of all his beloved children, and his solution, his answer, his perfect way of making things right was to promise a son. God most certainly kept his promise to Abram by sending a son, Isaac. But the ultimate way that God met the need of Abram and Sarai for all of his creation was by sending his own son, Jesus. For Jesus was the son of Abraham, sacrificed in the place of Isaac, Abraham, and all who those who are Abraham's descendants. The promise that God made to Abraham is fulfilled each time a child is marked by the sign of the cross over their forehead and heart and baptized in the name of the triune God. It's also accomplished when the promises of God are proclaimed and people are brought to saving faith through the work of the Holy Spirit. God continues to raise up children for Abraham, as you are made sons and daughters of Abraham through faith in Jesus. The promise God made to Abraham has been kept, for all the promises of God find their yes in Christ. God has called us like God called Abraham before us, and we have received his promise by faith. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. We sing stanza one of hymn 341, Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates.
Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. Life and salvation he doth bring. Therefore rejoice and gladly sing. To God the Father raise your joyful songs of praise.
I ask you please to remember Concordia Lutheran Church in your prayers and in your contributions. We bow our heads and we pray. Lord Jesus, you promised your ancestor Abraham that through him all the families of the earth would be blessed. Strengthen the faith we share with him in your gracious promises. Grant that during our sojourn on this earth, we ever look toward the better journey you have prepared for us. Son of Abraham, hear our prayer. We continue with Luther's evening prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body, my soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord, the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bless and keep you. Amen. We conclude with the singing of Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising, stanzas 1 and 4, hymn 375. Mm-hmm.
Come, your hearts and voices raising, Christ the Lord with gladness praising. Loudly sing his love amazing, worthy folk of Christendom. From the bondage that oppressed us, from sin's fetters that possessed us, from the grief that sore distressed us, we the captives now are free.